Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
I said, "Hey, baby, you want a piece of me?" You know what she said to me?
Are you ready to rock?
Here we go!
Go, go!
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
Oh, God. New blazes. Out of radio business. I put up with your shenanigans out front for a week, Mr. Brown.
Green.
All right, Mr. Green, what do you want now?
I'm your DJ, man.
Free to call the police.
God damn, y'all got some hospitality issues around this mother.
I've been hoodwinked.
You are out of your mind. You think I'm gonna put this person on the air,
sir? I know this is unorthodox.
Unorthodox? It's insane.
Sir, hear me out. This man has a unique voice. I just have a feeling.
I have much more than just a feeling.
Sir, we need to put somebody on the air in the next 2 minutes or we go black.
Black, black, black.
All right, one show, one shot. I want you on the air with me. You can introduce him. I'll be watching and listening to every word, young man. You watch your language on the air.
Gals on.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And I hope you enjoyed our 77-minute intro of the Brad Westmar Show. Time to wrap things up. And since Todd Sheets always likes to wrap the show up early anyway, we may as well just go ahead and end it right now. You want to do that?
Let's do it.
You are my excuse for the speeding ticket I got last weekend. It's like you've always got me in a rush, and so here I am just driving too goddamn fast. We'll get back to that a little bit later. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad. A little sunshine and rain mixture here a few minutes before we started the show. It's like having rough sex. Like it's good, but it's painful, you know, and it's like a good thing and a bad thing all wrapped into one. Speaking of all good things, because here's a guy that's perfect. Magic Matt is my co-host. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad you said
you weren't going to compare me to rough sex. I was a little afraid of that for a second.
Yeah, that wouldn't have sounded correct at all. Don't think. No. So how have you been, my friend?
Doing good. I had a doctor's appointment today, so I've got some knee surgery on tap for next week. But other than that, I'm fine.
Yeah, you said that. You know, you were saying that before the show started, and I'm. It's weird because you're a few years younger than I am, and yet your legs are falling apart, and you've had how many surgeries now on your knees?
This will be my second surgery on my left knee.
Okay. Yeah. But your knee looks. Go ahead.
I had ankle surgery too.
Okay, so. And there you go. I was going to say, but your knee looks like it's had 15 surgeries.
It looks great.
Yeah, your knee looks like Batman's chest. Just a bunch of wrinkles and flabby skin.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I didn't even make any sense. But when is the surgery going to be?
It is next Thursday.
Wow, quickly. And then are you going to be laid up for very long, or are you going to be able to walk on it right away?
Well, I don't know. I think it kind of depends on what he finds in there and what he has to do.
Oh, yeah.
I've at least have like rough cartilage underneath my kneecap that he's got to clean and smooth out. Mm-hmm. But I also have an old injury to the inside part of my knee from a softball injury.
Mm-hmm.
I got ran over playing third base and got my knee trapped behind me. So there's something going. He just said there's two bumps in there that aren't supposed to be there, and it really hurts when he pushes on them. So I don't know what's going on.
You're a mess. You know, nothing good can come out of knee surgeries. I mean, just like you can have the surgery, but you're never the same, and you just get worse and worse and older, and it just creaks and hurts and creaks and hurts. I mean, am I right? Mm-hmm. I mean, who's ever been better coming back from knee surgeries, right?
Right. You know, and I could already tell you when it's going to storm before it storms.
Can
thanks
you?
To my previous surgery.
Yeah.
So now I'll be a regular weather vane, I think.
Yeah. The only major injury I've ever had, which I've had no surgeries before. Nobody's ever cut me open. And the only major injury that I ever had was playing basketball about 13, 14 years ago on a league. And I came down on my foot sideways. and I really thought it might be broken, but we only had five guys on our team, so one of my teammates made me suck it up and play the rest of the game anyway. And I just kind of, you know, I didn't really go down up and down court. I just kind of hung back in our offensive zone and waited for them to come back. Yeah, because I couldn't run. I mean, my foot was just torn up. Went to the hospital and found out that it was just a horrible, horrible sprain, you know, torn ligaments and stuff like that. So got a little walking boot and things. But anyway, years later, on our fifth wedding anniversary here, we went to a little resort and I had my first major massage. And the gal was massaging my feet and said, "How long ago did you have your foot injury?" Just by massaging my feet. And it's like, wow. I mean, it's impressive that they can do that and feel the cartilage and the mess in there. And I've never been able to predict the weather, but I can see why why you're getting there. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And you got to be better than the a-holes that do it around here. Because as I tweeted here shortly before the show, the forecast has changed 379 times for this week, and that's just since Sunday night. I mean, it's constantly just changing. They have no idea what it's going to do. Sunshine, 77. Rain, 83. Mix of sun and clouds. Sun and rain like rough sex. What is it? I mean, they have no idea. So your leg's got to be a better indication, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. Maybe definitely. I should just, if I were down there, I'd just tweet the weather for you.
You could do that. Tweet
let once.
You could have Matt's knee at Matt's knee for a Twitter account. You know,
there you go.
Or Matt's magic knee. You know, so
you know what? I might create that Twitter account and then make up a rivalry with Peyton Manning's neck.
That would be a good idea. That would be.
I'm pretty sure he's got a Twitter there. That's got a Twitter account too.
Now, I don't mean to cut you off, Matt, but as luck would have it. Here we are. What's the very first thing we have on the show notes today? Do you have them in front of you, Matt?
Or I not? Do.
Okay. What's the
I got them.
What's the very first thing at the top?
Comic-Con.
Comic-Con KC. That's right. It says Presley, Batman. I don't know if I said that on there or not, but Presley, Batman, Billy D. Williams, Gil Gerard, Aaron Gray, and Felix, whatever his last name is. And you would think that Todd would know that he's going to be involved in this discussion, correct?
You would think.
So what has happened just now, I believe, is that Todd has gotten an important phone call during the recording of our show. He has stepped out, but at least he had his phone on silent. He has stepped out of the Batcave, out of the studio, into the hallway where he promptly neglected to shut the door. So now the studio door is open, and I am hearing him out in the hall on the phone when I need him in here to talk to me about Comic-Con. Matt, could you excuse me for maybe give a little commentary while I go out here and find out what's going on? Because I don't really have much of a choice. I have to go out here and see what's going on. So
okay.
Take over the show for a minute here.
Okay.
All right.
While he's gone, I'm just going to fill you in on what Todd's actually talking about. Clearly, it's some ex-band member or current band member has lost some sort of a body part in an accident, or he's hungry and ordering food. It's got to be one of those two things. Because he's definitely not paying attention like he should, especially when we'll be talking about his bread and butter.
Okay,
Comic-Con.
That's true. One second. We're going to check in with him first of all. Are you still on the phone?
No.
Okay, good. Now, how important was that call?
Pretty important. We had a network issue, so I had to take care of
that. That's what you said.
That's right. Whenever I get a call that is a network issue, I have to take care of that.
Okay.
Because other people's shows, like what yours do, if it doesn't play right, we have to fix it.
Okay, so the network issues are constantly happening during our show recording.
Well, I think it's the person who's sending me the files, actually, for this show that airs during this time slot. I'm going to have to have a talk with them about their files.
Okay, because what we were just talking about on the show was that it disturbs us that I need to stop doing Todd Sheets stuff at the beginning of the show because you inevitably walk out the door on the phone every time your time to shine in the spotlight.
Sorry, man. I'm
like
sorry.
Glenn Campbell on a rhinestone, you know, a rhinestone horse. You ride right out of the freaking barn.
I do. You know? I just ride out.
God.
Sorry. I really am sorry. And I'm going to have to send them an email because this is like the fourth time in just 6 months that their show has not played.
I don't care. I mean, honestly, I try not to be egotistical. I don't care.
You have to care.
I know. I don't care. I care about my show. I care about this show. Okay. I mean, I love you. I love Jackalope Radio, but I care about my show. Okay. You're the one who took on the weight of the world. You're like the Messiah. Actually, no, you're worse. You're like the last temptation of Christ. You are Willem Dafoe. You're like a screwed up Jesus is what you are.
Thanks.
Okay? You're like, you're there, you're dying on the cross, and then you have this really, really weird dream where you, like, you know, Mary Magdalene. Say that really fast 10 times. Okay? Anyway, do we have time? Are you sending an email right now?
I'm not doing anything. I'm looking at your file.
Thank you. I need, what file?
Your Sam.
Are we okay? Are we on the air?
We're great. We're rocking.
Matt, that's a good start. That's a good start. Now, I want Todd to help me tell Matt and our listening audience a little bit about Kansas City Comic Con this year. The first experience that I have to tell you guys about is my daughter Presley's experience of meeting Batman. And Todd was there in the full getup. We timed it right. Amanda came out promptly with guest passes and did not give me my special Brad Westmar pass that had my name on it, but you did prove to me that it existed by bringing it to me tonight.
Yes.
So thank you. It's very cool. I will keep it forever. So your impressions of my daughter, who is so excited to meet Batman, she comes around the corner, we see Batman, and her immediate reaction was...
Freak out city.
Yeah, she's a little freaked out.
She buried her head in your shoulder.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she like didn't go into hysterics or anything. You could tell she kind of dug Batman.
Yeah.
That's her buddy. But and by the end, though, like I said, you know, I posted you that picture at the end.
Yeah.
She was ready to help me fight crime.
Yeah. Yeah. She shook your hand and said bye and everything else.
She was all with it.
Yeah. And also, if you would like to tell the listening audience and Matt how she was dressed, because she came in full getup for you.
She was rocking, man. She had the mask and the cape going on. She was sporting the goods.
Yeah. That's awesome. It was very, very cool.
Adorable, by the way. I've never really got to see her in person. And I have to say, dude, I don't know what happened. We're a couple of goobers, but we have some cool looking kids.
Yeah, we got lucky. I know. Really, really lucky. You know, that's all I can say. I mean, so far,
you can
so
thank
good.
The missus.
Yeah, I really can. And let's just hope that my daughter does not get my schnoz, and then we'll be okay. Kind of hope she doesn't get her mother's schnoz either, but that's okay. Hers is better than mine, so we'll go somewhere in between there. But no, so that was cool, and we had a good time with that. Presley and I walked around a little bit, and she got a little bit scared of the oversized Jawa. Because that was what was cool. Billy Dee Williams was there. Lando Calrissian from Empire Strikes Back, and he was also in Return of the Jedi, wasn't he?
I think he was,
so.
Of course.
Briefly, yes. And
he was also in Batman.
Okay,
he was Harvey
there
Dent.
You go. Yes, exactly. But he was there in full Lando Calrissian getup. He was there taking pictures with a Jawa and a stormtrooper, and I believe another character too, but I can't remember which. The Jawa was too big. I didn't understand this until later. They should have had Felix Sylla. Is it Sylla?
Sylla.
They should have had Felix Sylla, who played, wait a minute, this guy right here, on Buck Rogers. Matt, do you remember Buck Rogers?
No.
You're too young.
That's way before my time.
You're too young. 79 was way before your time.
You're only three.
Yeah, that's true. But this guy fit himself into a little metallic suit and played a robot, and he was there too. But the Jawa was too big, and my daughter was freaked out about the Jawa. She was freaked out about there was a giant wolf. What was the wolf that was walking around? Did you see this big? It was from a movie, and I don't know if it was the werewolf in London. Or what it was now. I have no idea.
Underworld or something?
I don't know. What was that? I heard two voices at one time. What was that?
I said, is it from Underworld, the Underworld movies?
Maybe it was. It may have been. You may be right.
You know, I don't think my daughter would have handled Comic-Con very well.
Why is that?
Because we were trying to figure out where to go eat 2 nights ago. And we were going to go to the mall, but she didn't want to go to the mall because from time to time, Chick-fil-A will have their cow mascot out there walking around, and that creeps her out.
That's funny. So,
if you can't handle the Chick-fil-A mascot, I don't think you could handle Comic-Con.
Yeah, see, that's true because Presley does love the mascot. She loves Mac the Maverick. I think the Chick-fil-A cow was at the Mavericks game this past weekend. It just kind of depends on what they look like and what they're wearing. She was kind of scared of the stormtrooper and a couple other guys that walked by. One of them even lifted up his helmet just to show her that he was a normal person, and she still didn't want to shake his hand. So it was kind of funny. Billy Dee Williams, it was funny because I told Christy that Billy Dee Williams was there. And she's like, yeah, but it wasn't really Billy Dee Williams. They go, no, it really was. And he looks great. And she goes, well, you know, black don't crack. And I had never heard that. Hey, baby. Billy Dee Williams. Hey, Todd.
He seems like someone that would
Colt
just
45.
Relish.
Yeah. What's that, Matt?
he seems like somebody that would just relish Comic-Con and
you
the
know,
attention.
He really did seem to be having a good time. Did you get a chance to meet him then, too?
I ran over him on accident in my suit.
Oops.
Yeah, I ran over young Anakin.
Oh, now, young Anakin Skywalker, which, by the way, never got into those movies much. I mean, I've seen them, but never really enjoyed them that much. Saw your picture with him, and I'm trying to figure out, A, how old he is, first of all. About how old would you say that guy is?
Maybe 17, 18. I don't know.
Okay. Why does he already have man boobs? Because in the picture, swear to God, he has man boobs. Go ahead and go to your Facebook page during it and take a look at the nipples protruding.
Maybe he's working out.
Well, no, I don't know. They didn't look like... No, that's not what they look like. They look like... Have you seen this before? There are some guys that have a deformity where they like literally have man boobs. I mean, they literally are like just... They can't help it. It's not their fault. It's not that they're even fat. They just have a deformity or a condition that causes them to have large, saggy breasts. I know what I'm talking about. Surely you've seen it, Matt.
I've heard of it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what this guy looks like. He looks like a normal guy, although he looks a little bit like a hobbit, but he looks like a normal guy who has like little man breasts protruding out of his shirt. Are you getting there right now?
I'm getting there right now.
Okay, good.
I see the picture.
There, you see his boobies?
That's weird.
See? Am I right? See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, do you use the Jim Caviezel voice when you're in the bat suit?
I do have a different voice, but it's not really Jim Caviezel.
He does have a different voice in there. I don't know what that's all about. But he does go into a little bit of a character.
Well, I never break character when I'm in that suit.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. I mean, you do well. And to his credit, I mean, you can see the pictures of him. And I know he hears this a lot when he's there. And I got to tell you, it's the truth. And I would not pump up Todd if I didn't think it was true. But he is without a doubt the best Batman at Comic-Con. He definitely is the best looking one, the best suit or variations of suits. And I think, too, just overall, I mean, he just... You feel the suit well. I mean, you obviously, it's obvious that the suit was made by you for you, not for anybody for you know that you're putting it on. You know,
yeah.
Do you see his man boobs now? You see what I'm talking?
I'm trying to get there. Facebook is so damn slow.
Okay. So, anywho, black don't crack. And then now, what I want to ask you about was you and Amanda were bragging that you were going to have dinner and with barbecue with Felix Sela. Did you have barbecue with Felix Sela?
We had the best time with Felix Sela, man. We were out pretty late with Felix, yeah.
Okay, good. So the one question I would have liked to have asked you was if he intentionally walked the way he walked in that suit or if he had to walk that way in that suit, which you probably never got that far with him. But what did you talk about? What kind of things do you talk about with Felix, the little guy who was in the Tweaky outfit?
Well, you know, Felix has done so much. He's been Cousin It. Back in the day on the Addams Family, he was the stunt double for Short Round, of course, in the second Raiders of the Lost Ark Indiana Jones film there.
Okay.
He has just done so much for so long, and he has so many stories to tell. And we had the best time, and Amanda's driving scared Tweaky, threw him all over the back seat.
Well,
and I gave him the option to sit in the front of the back, but I kind of thought it'd be safer in the back with Amanda driving.
Yeah.
And he sat back there with Amanda's daughter, and he was having a great time. And then he goes, hey, maybe, because he's got that Italian accent,
yeah.
Maybe I should be a driving.
he is a small guy.
He's great, yeah.
Yeah, but he seems like a very nice guy, and I would have loved to have been able to... have hung out. Now you and Gil Gerard and Aaron Gray had some moments too.
I got to hang with them a lot. And Gil actually enjoyed a birthday celebration with us while we were there too.
Okay.
For my birthday.
Yeah, because he sang to you on the show.
And we did it again live and we got to hang out and do some food with Gil. And
see, I'm such a huge Buck Rogers fan and a huge Gil Gerard fan because of that particular show. Of course, I've got all the episodes on DVD. But you know, I'm actually a shy guy. I say this all the time on the show, and I say it because I'm actually a shy guy. I mean, Todd, you know, to his credit, he'll just walk up to anybody, and they're just normal people. He talks to them. He knows what to say. He knows how to say it. Me, I'm a bumbling idiot, and I've not had a whole lot of great moments meeting stars before. I think the best moment, of course, was Eddie Money and his wife's boobs, as Matt would recall. You know,
everyone was a winner that night.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, especially Eddie. So, you know, I was too scared to go up to Gil. Plus, I had my 4-year-old daughter who I was just kind of holding and trying to explain to her who Gil Gerard was from afar. The cool thing I noticed about him was, as old as he looks nowadays, he still got that baritone voice that you can hear from
a distance.
Amazing
voice.
Yeah.
The twinkle really in his eye.
Yeah. It's still there. Yeah, it's still there.
Good guy.
I'm sure he's still got a hairy chest just like he had back then, too.
I didn't ask him about that. And I didn't take his shirt off. But
And Erin Gray still hot as balls.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's like she's... It's really strange. Like she's in a time warp of some kind.
Yeah. I mean, hey. I mean, I was. She was the other reason I watched that show. I think I need to give my DVDs to Matt. He might appreciate them since he was a comic book guy.
Yeah, they're really fun.
Erin Gray. I don't even know who that is.
Good God.
I'm going to look her up.
Go. Oh, wait, yeah. Go Erin Gray Buck Rogers or Erin Gray Wilma Deering. That way you'll see the pictures from 35 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Almost. I recognize her.
Yeah. Yeah. She was also Ricky Schroeder's mom on Silver Spoons back in the early 80s. But anyway, Comic-Con was fun. I'm sure I'm forgetting to say a few things, but we had a great time. And speaking of our daughters, Matt, I mean, let's just say this right now. Let's just throw our brackets out the door, shall we? I mean,
terrible.
Really? I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, I do have two left, but I think you
do,
too. Well,
I got two Final Four right, too, but I don't have them winning any games, so
I got Kentucky,
technically finished.
I got Kentucky-Louisville, and I've got Kentucky winning, so there's still a chance for me. But my daughter's out. I'm assuming your daughter's out.
My daughter's out. Actually, of course, my wife got three of the four Final Four correct.
Good God.
And she's got her Kentucky-Ohio State championship matchup is still alive, and her national champ's Kentucky. So
wow, she's still
going strong.
I'd say so. Well, good for her, as usual.
Yes.
Let's do a quick bracket, our final March Madness best of, worst of bracket. And Todd's already mad at me about this one. We're going to do best of fast food restaurants. And what I did was I left off Chipotle, Taco Bell, and Taco John's because that would be more of a Mexican category, okay? And I left off Subway thinking that's more of a sub-sandwich type category since there's so many varieties out there. So these are the ones I did. In fact, let's just go through them real quick. And I don't want to spend too much time on these. I think it'd be best if we just give our first thoughts and opinions as to which one we like better today. Okay. The number one seed should, in my opinion, be McDonald's, and it is McDonald's versus the number eight seed. I chose Dairy Queen in that slot as a long shot. Today, how would you feel about those two, Todd? McDonald's or Dairy Queen?
Let's go with Mickey D because I'm allergic to milk.
Okay. Very well. Matt, what do you think?
Oh, Dairy Queen. Easy.
You know, and I got to tell you, Dairy Queen as well. Dairy Queen's going to move on. And the reason for me, and I've told this story before, I believe, on the show, is because Dairy Queen, free food from Dairy Queen is what put me over the 300-pound hilt about 25 years ago. About 20 years ago, I guess it was. Yeah. So Dairy Queen it is. Dairy Queen, I think, has much better food these days. McDonald's just seems to be struggling a little bit. So
I've never been a McDonald's fan.
Well, you know, I used to work. That's the thing. Dairy Queen, free food that got me fat. McDonald's, where I worked for several years as a teenager. And I loved the food back then because when you were working, you got it half price. Okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they give you free food. It was so funny what it would take to get you to stay an extra hour at night. I'll give you free food. That's it. I mean, it just cost them like four bucks, you know? It's like, stay an extra hour, get paid an extra hour, and then I'll give you free food too. So that's four more bucks instead of paying $8. It's just dumb. Anyway, number two, Burger King versus Chick-fil-A. Burger King versus Chick-fil-A. Matt, your thoughts?
Oh, I'm a Burger King fan.
Are you really?
Burger King has the, yeah, they have, I love their cheeseburgers.
Okay.
The double cheeseburger, so.
Okay.
Let's go with Burger King.
Well, Todd says that too, huh?
God, Chick-fil-A is a piece of cardboard on a bun.
Wow, I completely disagree. Now, I'm going to lose this one, but I would pick Chick-fil-A. I mean, I've never been a big fan of Burger King, although I do find it better these days as an elderly man than I did as a kid. So, by the way, turning 41 on 4-1 this year, there's got to be a bad omen there.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's weird. Yeah. And you say Mercury is in retrograde right now. Is that correct? Yeah, it figures. Last year was horrible for me. All right. So far, moving on is Dairy Queen and Burger King. Number three seed, Hardee's versus the number six seed, Sonic. I'm going to start this one, and I got to tell you, it's difficult because Sonic has some good stuff, but it also has some overpriced stuff that, in my opinion, isn't really that fantastic. But I love their onion rings, and I love like a cherry limeade. But I like Hardee's too. This is tough, but I don't go to Hardee's that much. Oh, this is so tough, but I like Hardee's.
Such decisions.
Do you know what, though? I'm going to go with Sonic over Hardee's just because. That's my choice. Sonic over Hardee's. Now, you don't have Sonics up there, do you, Matt?
We actually do now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah, we've got one up on the north side of town.
Okay, all right. So you give us your thoughts.
I've only eaten there once in my entire life, and it was just okay.
Okay.
And I used to be a big fan. I don't eat too much fast food anymore if it's not Subway or Quiznos, but a big fan of the hot ham and cheese at Hardee's.
Okay.
So
you're going Hardee's. Okay, Hardee's, and one for Hardee's and one for Sonic. Todd.
I'm going to have to go. I do like Sonic since they became charbroiled, but I'm going to have to go with Sonic on this one because they got the chili cheeseburger, man.
Okay, Sonic. So we're going to go Sonic. Okay. All right. Fair enough. That one I wouldn't have minded either way. So Sonic moves on there. And finally, the number 4 seed versus the number 5 seed, Wendy's versus Arby's. We'll go back to Todd and let him decide first. Wendy's versus our little neighbor right over here at Jackalope Radio, Arby's.
I'm going to go with Arby's.
Okay.
Variety.
I am too. I'm really not a very big fan of Wendy's food, believe it. I know there's a lot of people that like it. I know Wendy's was number 2 for a long time. Maybe they still are for all I know, but I got to give my vote to Arby's. Matt?
Well, I would vote Wendy's. Arby's is okay, but every time I get to liking something at Arby's, like they have this great turkey bacon club, then they got rid of it. Yeah. They always do that to me. So they change it too much.
Okay. So fair enough. Left in this is Dairy Queen, Burger King, Sonic, and Arby's. And I guess now we got the number 8 seed Dairy Queen going up against the number 2 seed Burger King. Let's go through these real quick. My vote, Dairy Queen. Matt?
DQ.
DQ over Burger King. Okay, so I guess that wins. What was your thought? Dairy Queen over Burger King?
I'm going to go Burger King.
Okay, well, you lose anyway. Dairy Queen moves on. Sorry. And finally, Sonic versus Arby's. Oh, man. You know, I'm going to go Arby's on that one. What do you think, Matt?
Oh, Sonic, I guess.
Okay. And your thoughts? You're going to be the tiebreaker. Sonic or Arby's? Todd?
I'm going to go with Arby's. It's better for me.
Arby's moves on, then, it looks like. So here it is. Arby's versus Dairy Queen. Oh, my God. This is tough. We're going to let Matt start. Matt, Arby's, Dairy Queen.
Ice cream might be my favorite thing in the entire world. Yeah, so I'm going to say Dairy Queen every day of the week.
I'm going to let Todd go next. Dairy Queen or Arby's?
I'm going to go with Arby's just again. I can't really have Dairy Queen. So
yeah, and that's unfortunate because I can and I love it just as much as Matt does. And Dairy Queen is our champion. And I think it would be wise to go ahead and play a little music. Dairy Queen.
I need to interject though.
I'm going to let you interject very quickly. 3 seconds. Go.
Their burgers
done.
Suck.
Sorry.
Their burgers
Sorry.
Suck.
Done. Sorry. Done.
Based only on ice cream.
Terrible. Their foot-long dogs are good. Their ice cream is good. I
their
disagree.
Shrimp in a basket's good.
Oh, there you go. Chicken strips. Suck. Their French fries. I mean, what did I used to have every night?
School cafeteria food.
A nice little high school girl named Nicole who worked across the street from the radio station at Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen was a big sponsor of the station, and she took a fancy to me. And she one night offered me free food anytime I wanted it. She would take care of me if she was working. So every night, I would go over there. I'd call her first, and I'd order it. Chicken strips on a bun to make a chicken sandwich with cheese and mayo and mustard. And a large French fry. They always had those nice ruffled French fries. Those kind of, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Criss cut or whatever you call them. What else? A giant chocolate chip malt, and more than likely a giant Dr. Pepper as well. Like every single night. And then one day I stepped in the scale. Yep, and the scale went back to zero, and I knew it was time to go on a diet. So.
Yeah. It went around the horn, did it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So that's where we are with that. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to do something I never do, Matt. I'm going to get on a pedestal. I'm going to talk a little bit about my speeding ticket I had last weekend. And this may actually dive into conspiracy theories, which... Once again, I'm bringing up great show topics for Night Watch, and Todd has yet to have me on. I think you've had me on the Night Watch show about 7 years ago.
Hey, you can come on anytime.
Okay, we got to have a good topic to discuss, though.
Hell, we could just discuss you. That's paranormal enough.
That's probably true. It's conspiracy enough. That's right. Let's go ahead and take a break. I can't wait to find out if Magic Matt has ever had a speeding ticket. Let's take a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. You're nostalgic for the teen movies of the 80s. But when it's time for a little risky business, will you be ready? You will with Cialis.
My wife looks pretty in pink, and it gets me hotter than St. Elmo's fire. Can Cialis help me be the sausage king of Chicago?
Cialis is specially formulated to reverse erectile dysfunction, the same way you'd reverse the odometer on a Ferrari by running it backwards.
Now every romantic dinner turns into a breakfast club.
Cialis. For ED, it isn't just weird science. Now available in a convenient Brat Pack.
Hey, it's Papa John in the house, and I'd like to officially apologize for our employee who called the customer Lady Chinky Eyes. And to make up for it, we're offering a special two-for-one deal for all Asian customers. And if you're not Asian, no problem. When we ring your doorbell, just squint your eyes and say, ching chong, ching chong, and your second pizza's free. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. A little music there. A little theme song for me. Hang on, I got to finish. Yeah. You like this?
Yeah.
Okay,
this good. Is angry music.
It's angry music, and it's also my new theme song. You know, it'd be very easy to just go straight to the well and put on I Can't Drive 55, you know? But how about another Sammy song? A little tune from Chickenfoot called Bigfoot. Because that's what I've got, a big lead foot. And, but it is ironic or coincidence that I Can't Drive 55. That is the zone that I was in when I got my ticket this weekend. And I don't get tickets that much. I really don't. But I have had 2 in 3 years, which seems like a lot. And I was a little worried when it happened this weekend because I thought, God, you know, am I going to get in trouble? You know,
that's
am I going to get
too, bad,
too many it? Points on my insurance or, you know, both hands on the wheel. And my big foot on the gas. Yeah, that's me. So, yeah, first question I got to ask, though, Matt. Seriously, you're perfect. And we figured this out a few weeks ago when we had Stacy on. You do nothing wrong. You're perfect to her in every way. You're perfect to your children, of course. So far, I'm still perfect to my daughter, too. But that'll change someday.
Keep it going.
Yeah. So, Matt, have you ever had a ticket for going over the speed limit?
I have one ticket on my record.
Well, yep. I bet you cried your eyes out.
I unbuttoned a couple buttons on my shirt, see if it would help get me out of the ticket, but it didn't.
Didn't work, didn't do huh? Any good. How many years ago was that?
That was, it was like a week before I got married. So 2000, year 2000.
Okay. A little bit while ago. Yep. So what do you remember?
And it was.
Go ahead.
It was, to my defense, it was on Highway 75 here in Sioux City, right where it drops from 45 to 35. He was probably about 50 yards into the 35 behind a building, and he nailed me.
See, and that's going to go right into my whole conspiracy theory, too, is they don't pick you up. They still pull people over on the interstate when you're traveling, you know, 85 and a 65. But for the most part, they sit and hide out in spots where they know they're going to catch people speeding. I mean, it's all on purpose. And so I'm surprised. But only one ticket. Do you generally drive the speed limit now on purpose all the time?
Well, I'm usually about a five over.
Are you?
type of driver. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the problem that I run into is the following, and I you know, let me take a drink here first. My first instinct is this, and we'll get to the actual ticket here in a minute, but my first instinct is that I feel like we spend, will you stop clinking in there? Just kind of keep the clinking down a little bit.
Sorry.
It's turn your mic off or something. Yeah, it sounds like you're going to town there on the keyboard.
Sorry.
A little rough sex. Yeah. My first instinct, though, Matt, is to say that, you know, I feel like I spend too much time in my car already from getting from point A to point B all the time. And in fact, my ex-wife, whom you knew well, and we will talk about here in the next couple of weeks on the show, she always said, she goes, I don't like driving. I just like to get to where I'm going as fast as I can. I just don't like being in the car. And I'm like, at the time I thought, well, that sounds pretty dumb, you know? And now I'm older and I get it, because I do just want to get to where I'm going and actually do something, because you don't really do anything in your car. Driving usually is a waste of time, especially in town. I mean, you're driving a long distance, like, you know, 10 hours or whatever on the road, you can play some music, you can do a lot of thinking. you know? Mm-hmm. But when you're driving in town for 20 or 25 minutes, it's just you want to get home or whatever it is that you're doing, you know?
Right.
So that's my first excuse, okay?
Okay.
These are all going to be bad excuses, but you do see my point, right?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think you probably, it's probably worse in a bigger city like
yeah.
that, too.
Yeah.
There's so much more to take in. It's not exactly a relaxing drive anywhere around Kansas City, I don't
well,
think.
Well, and also, there's just, everything is within about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes tops. You know, in Sioux City, here you could be on the road for, you know, 35 minutes, getting from point A to point B, you know, or longer. So definitely not fair to compare those two. Now, also, here's something I thought about. I mean, I thought about all these things in the first 15 hours after I got this speeding ticket. You would normally think that there would be a direct correlation between speeding and accidents, wouldn't you? I mean, normally you would think that if people drive fast, they've probably been in a lot of accidents because they're driving erratically, correct? I mean, it's kind of
right
a stereotype, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I got to cut this off real quick. Ask Todd a question. Todd, how many speeding tickets have you had in your 50 years?
Man, I'm not 50 years old. But in my lifetime, I've had about two. I was going to say three, but that wasn't a speeding ticket.
Okay.
It was two.
All right. So you've had a couple. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I was just curious. So here's the thing. I have been in my life, I've been driving now for 25 years this Sunday, or roughly 25 years this Sunday. I've been in one accident in 25 years of driving, knock on wood. Where's the wood? Yeah, thank you. 25 years, one accident. And that one accident was almost 15 years ago, and it was on ice, and it was not my fault. It was a no-fault accident where I just basically slid, and somebody was pushing their car up an icy hill, and they were right in my way. And, you know, so it was like a totally, like, not just crazy driving. It was just ice-induced.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Only accident I've ever been in, knock on wood. So, yet I probably had at least four or five speeding tickets, maybe in 20, which again, is not a lot, okay? But when you get 2 and 3 years, you're like, what's going on? I'm getting older and getting more speeding tickets, you know? It's kind of strange.
Should be going the other way.
You would think so, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, here's my other problem. And again, this is my fault. I'm not blaming it on anybody else, but I never pay attention to my speedometer. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I actually forget that I have it sometimes. And here's why I think that is. I literally thought about this. Because here's the deal. When I got this ticket, and by the way, I don't know what it is, but these last two speeding tickets, I don't know what it is about me being pulled over by minorities. But the ticket I got 3 years ago, I mean, it was... okay, which, again, fine. Got no problem with Poncherello. That's fine, you know. But then this time last Saturday it was two guys. Oops, it was two guys. It was, hello there. I be Officer Jones. You be speeding. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I don't have anything against it. It's just that it just seems weird because I don't know what it is. I would like to just never mind. I'm going down a road I shouldn't go down. But anyway, No, you're not. I'm not being racist. I'm just saying it just so happens that I've been pulled over by people of color and Hispanics. That's all I'm saying. Yes, Todd.
The last speeding ticket I got was because I dared, and I wasn't speeding, but I dared to pull in front of this female African-American cop who
double whammy.
Pulled me over and just started reaming me and then gave me an attitude. And then I said I wanted to question why I was pulled over. And then it got worse, and then she started, she actually, like, snapped at me, and I said, and when she gave me the ticket, I said, I don't agree with it, I'm not going to sign it, and I need to know where I can go to court. And she said, are you blind? Turn over the back of the ticket. And I was like, lady, you're about ready to lose your badge.
See, and it's funny you say that, because one of the reasons why, when I got this ticket on Saturday, this is the first time ever, guys, I said absolutely nothing the entire time. And you got to admit that's a lot for me, because I got a big mouth and I tend to say something stupid and end up getting into some kind of a verbal exchange with the police officer. It's happened on multiple occasions. In fact, Matt, one time.
It has.
Yeah. You know this too? Have you been with me? No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, I do have a story about us, you know, getting pulled over together, but you go ahead and
really?
I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know what that story, well, maybe I do. Maybe were we pulled over by a minority? Do you remember?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't remember, but okay. I don't think so. Not here.
Okay. Okay. Never mind. Okay. All right. Hold that thought. This we may never get back to the rest of the show again. This is great. This is good stuff. I gotta. Okay. Here's why. I said absolutely nothing because I did not trust myself, and I tried and tried and tried the entire time he was getting me the ticket, writing me the ticket, to think of something clever to say, and the only clever thing I could come up with was not going to cut it. It was only going to make things worse for me and make me look like an ass. Because let's be honest, I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're Hispanic. I don't care if they're a woman. I don't care if they're a black woman. I don't care. They've heard it all, okay? I'm probably not going to pull out the old Brad Westmar card and come up with one they've never heard of before. It's probably not going to happen, okay?
Right.
Because let's be honest, I'm in my real name mode at that time, and that's who they're writing the ticket to. Now, if they're writing the ticket to Brad Westmar, it'd be a little bit different. But they're not writing the ticket to that guy, okay? So here's the problem. So he comes up, and I'm thinking the only thing I could come up with was, hey, you guys having a good day today? Yeah? Yeah, you guys could get a couple more of your buddies out here. You guys could really pull them over today if you wanted to. That was the only thing I could come up with because I was so aggravated by the fact there was two of them there pulling over two at a time. I mean, they were just getting them left and right because it was a speed trap.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a speed limit that should not be 55 miles an hour. It's on 169 highway. Right before it curves off into I-29 or goes another direction on 169, and the speed limit is a horrible 55 miles an hour, and they know it. And they know people don't drive it because it's horribly slow. And it's the exact same way I got pulled over last time in a 35 zone going 46 right by my house because it's a speed trap. And they know where the speed traps are at, and they leave the speed limits that way because they know they can pull people over and write tickets and bring themselves revenue. And it's that part is the conspiracy part, in my opinion. But let me continue. Wait a minute. No, I got to hear this story. What happened?
Well, you know, it surprises me to hear that you gave attitude to the cops.
Oh, no.
Because when we were working at the station at the time, and we had been in Leeds all day with the boombox for some sort of a block party deal they were having there.
Okay.
And then we had taken it back, and we're coming back later at night because they're going to have music and like a street dance and everything. So we were heading back out to Leeds, which is on the opposite side of town, and in your old white Cavalier, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And we got pulled over, and you were speeding, and you were just like perfectly polite to this cop. And, you know, me at the time, I was probably 16 or 17 years old, and I hadn't been pulled over yet. Mm-hmm. And I've always remembered that because he let you off that time. You didn't get a ticket. And I'm like, well, gosh, you know, he was so polite, didn't give the guy any kind of attitude at all. Maybe that's what it takes to get off. And then now I hear that you've totally changed your way. It's kind of changed my picture. You were kind of my getting pulled over hero. And
I was young and dumb back then, my friend. And here's the deal. I mean, because it's time to blow off steam. Two experiences real quick. I got to tell these because first of all, I had an experience here it's probably within the first year of us living here in Kansas City. My car was broken into in our parking lot in our apartment, and my car stereo was stolen. And a week or two later, Christy and I are out on a Friday evening one night, kind of a cold, you know, brisk fall evening. We went to a store. It was a Half-Price store in Lenexa, where we were living at the time. The Half-Price store is no longer there. I don't even know if that store even still exists out there in the world. But we bought some stuff. She went through the line. I went outside to get the car, and I pulled the car right up to the curb. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And no sooner did I put that car in park and some cop car pulled 15 feet forward from behind me in the dark shadows, put on its lights, and proceeded to come up and tell me he was going to write me a ticket for parking in a loading zone or a fire zone or something like that.
You're kidding.
Kid you not. That was the beginning of me not being very nice to police officers and really not liking them very much. And to make a long story short, I mean, I would get Christy on the phone just to verify that the only reason I think I probably didn't get in more trouble for the way I was berating him back was that he was, I found out after we drove around the parking lot a couple times after he gave me the ticket and I was venting, found out that he just had traffic safety on his car. He wasn't even a real cop. He was just a fake traffic cop is all he really was.
Oh, okay.
So he probably didn't have a gun and didn't have the balls to, you know, do anything. And so I was reaming the guy. So that was the beginning of the end for me with police officers. And then the worst experience, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on the show, I'm in Dallas and I'm with my coworker. Okay. And I try to make a long story short here. He made a left turn he kind of semi-cut in front of somebody to get into the turn lane so he could turn left, because at the last minute he discovered that he needed to turn left there. It was his first time in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And a female cop who looked a little bit like Ellen DeGeneres pulled us over and proceeded from minute one to be extremely rude to him. And he didn't catch it the first time when she came and got his license, and I made a comment, and he said, no, I didn't really notice it. She came back and just lit him up. The same way, Todd, you were describing getting chewed by this other woman. This girl, apparently, we assumed she was showing off. We assumed that after the fact that she decided not to write him a ticket because there was two of us in the car. Okay, so there's two people witnessing the entire event. She made a mountain out of a molehill. He really didn't do anything that was a major thing at all. I mean, it was just normal driving issues that just got magnified because a grumpy female cop, you know, that time of the month, you know, happened to witness it. And so we figured she didn't write him a ticket because there was two of us there, but she decided she was going to get her jollies by showing off for me by chewing my coworker / friend / you know, employee. And I mean, she literally, I mean, I don't want to get into everything she said, but it was just like, really. And thankfully, you know, my guy was smart enough to pretty much not say anything back. But boy, did he ever want to just say, just write me the effing ticket, because I don't want to sit here and hear this crap. And it's amazing. I mean, that's that kind of stuff that makes you really just, you know, like, really? This is what it's like to be a police officer? You know?
There's got to be more to it than this.
No kidding. No kidding. Yeah.
Some of that stuff goes on literally every second of every day, especially in a big city like that.
It probably does. Dallas. I mean, you
mentioned not even looking at the speedometer. You know, I don't when I'm in Kansas City or a place like that, especially a place I don't really know that well.
Well, yeah.
I'm just keeping up with everybody else.
Thank you.
I never look at it.
You just made my point. I totally cut myself off and went into 13 different directions in the last 10 minutes. I was saying that I never pay attention to my speedometer, that I actually forget that I have it sometimes because I am too busy paying attention to the road and making sure someone doesn't hit me. Okay?
Exactly.
I mean, it's true. That's why I don't have any accidents. I might drive 71 and a 55, but I don't get into car accidents, you know?
And so is everyone else. Everyone else is driving 72.
That's my next point. Because the rest of the day, that day that I got my speeding ticket, I drove the speed limit everywhere I went. And I was passed constantly.
Probably glared at.
And that's just it. I mean, I don't drive the speed limit because I drive with the flow of traffic, like you just said, you know? Uh-huh. And I also, I mean, I got to be honest with you, I don't pay attention. And this is terrible to say, but I'm sorry, this is the truth. And the government knows it, the police officers know it, and they still continue to write tickets because it's a conspiracy. I know it sounds dumb, but it's true. I don't pay attention to speed limit signs either. Now, I don't know about you, but you just mentioned too, driving in a strange city. I drive in this city every day, and I don't pay attention to speed limit signs. Why? Because A, they're often hard to find when you're driving. Perfect example of this is going from my place out to the Independence Center where the Mavericks play. You get on 435 and then get to I-70 by the ballpark and go east on I-70 towards St. Louis. Okay. When you get on I-70 from 435, you will drive, I am quite certain, for at least a mile and a half to 2 miles before you see a speed limit sign. I mean,
oh yeah.
If there's one there, you miss it right away, and you don't see one for at least 2 or 3 miles. Now, how are you supposed to drive the goddamn speed limit when you've just changed roads and there's no speed limit sign there?
There should be one immediately.
Yeah, I agree. So that's one of the reasons why I don't pay attention to them, that they're often hard to find when you're driving, and nobody pays attention to them anyway. And then the other thing, too, is that I found this out. I discovered that if I want to drive the speed limit, I'll just set my cruise control all the time. Even in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, I'll just set my cruise control. Here's the problem, though. I'll set my cruise control, and then I'll space off like I usually do, and then I'll see a cop in front of me, and I'll still hit the freaking brake because I'm like, did the speed limit change? Am I driving the speed? You're still always unsure of yourself, you know? Yeah. So that doesn't work for me either.
Here in town, they posted those cameras along the interstate here because,
brilliant.
You know, that's what Sioux City needs is cameras to drive away, you know, tourists or anybody else that wants to come into town.
Unbelievable.
So I've done the same thing before. You just get on the interstate and you when they first put these things up, they put it on the news that they were going to hand out tickets even if you're 1 mile an hour over the speed limit. God. And they were going to be like $85 for that. And so you got everybody so paranoid about it. So instead of, you know, where they've got these signs, it's 55, or where they got these cameras, it's 55 through there. Yeah. It's also kind of tight. So you should be watching the people around you instead of staring to make sure you're not going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I've got a. I have to tell you, there's a litigation going on right now. I'm pretty sure that's being thrown out, the use of cameras, because it's been found unconstitutional.
Good.
So I'm thinking that they're getting ready to toss that out. I know here in the Kansas City area, they couldn't even upkeep the cameras enough to keep them working properly, so they already got thrown out.
Good.
We actually had some girl hit one on accident. Like a couple months after they went out, wiped it out for months.
Whoops. Good. Whoops.
So instead of two cameras, we had one along the interstate. I don't know, but I don't remember her name, but she's a hero. Yes. She's an American
That's
hero.
Great. Absolutely. So then I get home, and it's the middle of the morning, because the sad part was I was actually at work getting a couple things done and just trying to get home, you know, because, you know, my wife and daughter have been home alone for a couple of hours, and you never know what kind of chaos has ensued while I've been gone. And I'm a little concerned, so I'm trying to get home, you know. I get home and I tell her, I said, I should just stop driving. And I dropped the ticket in her lap. And she literally just was pissed, you know. And I mean, the first thing I said to her was, it's like, it's not like I killed someone or raped someone or got caught dealing drugs. Well.
She was mad at you?
Well.
Hello.
Well.
It's your drug dealer.
That was probably a bad choice of words when I said that to her. But, you know. Yeah. So, no, but truth, it's a speeding ticket. It's all it is. It's just a speeding ticket, you know. And the irony is that, you know, she's worried, I think, more than anything about points against insurance. Well, the funny thing that she forgot, I think, was that we don't pay my insurance. My company pays my insurance, my car insurance. So we don't have to worry about that either. Well, yeah, no kidding. Well, I got actually the end of the story just happened today. Well, not quite the end, but almost the end. The beginning of the end of the story happened today when I told my boss about the speeding ticket, but we'll get to that here in a minute. So, she was upset with me, and I said, it's not that big of a deal. So, I mean, and I was worried it was going to be really, really expensive, because the ticket that I got 3 years ago for doing 46, I believe it was, in a 35, was astronomical compared to what I thought it was going to be. And I think it was because it was in town or in the city or in a residential area or something like that, because this one wasn't near as bad. I found out finally the other day, doing 16 miles an hour over in a 55 will get you $148.50 ticket, which...
Whoa.
Yeah, but honestly, I thought it was going to be more. I really did. Because, so I actually was okay with that. So, you know, I think that's what hurts my wife more, is just spending the money. It's like, yeah, you know, you spend a speed, whatever, you know, so...
Those things happen.
They do, exactly. I mean, it just does happen, you know. And as I said before, cops only trap motorists in spots where the speed limit is a bunch of BS. I mean, again, I'll say it again. I mean, they're not sitting there at that spot for any other reason than they know people speed there, and they speed there because the speed limit is too low. You know? I mean,
yeah, there's a few of those around here too.
Yeah.
You just know where they're at.
Oh, I know. So. The spot you said you got your speeding ticket, that's an infamous spot to get pulled over, and everybody speeds there. Everybody does. I know exactly what you're talking about. And you have to be careful of it still to this day, because it is a horrible speed trap. So, but they know it, you know. I was very impressed with myself for not saying a word to the cop. I mean, I had not one word, nothing. But I got to tell you, the directions on the ticket were clear as mud. I mean, they've actually, I'm serious, they've changed things around. From 3 years ago, when I got my ticket 3 years ago, literally it said in there, what to do. And this one said what to do, but it was computer generated. This one, I think I actually signed, or the officer signed it. This officer didn't sign anything on it. And you had to go to the website. Well, long story short, all weekend I'm trying to find out how much my ticket is. Well, the ticket's not even in the system yet. It's the weekend. It's Saturday. So never mind the fact that the computer is generating the ticket form there in the middle of highway, you know, 169. It doesn't go into the system of Kansas City, Missouri until Monday. So you would think that with the technology that's changed, I mean, 3 years ago it was a handwritten ticket. This year it's a computer-generated ticket, and it's still not in the system for 3 days. You know,
that's like why you can't go online and pay a credit card if past a certain time for some reason. You can't pay a credit card online after like 3 p.m. Otherwise, they'll post it to the next day.
Are you
explain
ending
that to me?
Really, really? Are you ending the show again already? I don't know why you end the show so early.
I'm not ending the show early. It's the time to start the song.
I don't care if the show runs over a little bit.
You told me keep an eye, so I'm keeping an eye.
I never told you to keep an eye. You're lying again.
I'm not even.
Yeah, you are. You are. One more thing real quick. Here's where the conspiracy comes in, guys. It's 2012, and you would think that there would, with the technology that we have these days, first of all, that you'd be able to pay the fine on the website. Like, you actually pay the fine on site. Why not just whip a credit card out and let the officer run the credit card? You know? It's no more disturbing. I got to tell you this. I forgot to mention this about Gil Gerard and Aaron Gray. I felt sorry for them. It's no more disturbing than watching poor Gil Gerard actually pocket his own money when people want to buy a picture, an autographed picture. He takes the money and puts it into a little purse thing. That was weird, because at least the Bionic Woman had her own person there doing it, but poor Gil Gerard's doing it himself. And it just felt, you're kind of agreeing. It's a little strange. It's kind of too bad.
Well, and he had to do that so he could split it with the promoter.
Okay. But they could have had somebody there from the promotion place doing it instead of having Gil Gerard taking his own money, you know. But how wonderfully demeaning would it be to have a cop run your credit card for you to pay your fine, you know. So
how did it end? You mentioned something with your work.
Well, what happened today was I told my boss about it. And my boss is a former lawyer, and his son, who also works for us, is a lawyer. And the first thing my boss said was, you know, we just changed insurance companies after 30 years, and we got a great rate, and I really don't want them to get upset with tickets and stuff. We're going to go ahead and fight that ticket. I'm like, all right. Because you don't really fight it as much as you do just get it. To get the charges changed, it costs more money, but the company's going to pay it and take care of it. So I'm like, all right, fine, whatever, you know, because he doesn't want the points on their insurance. And it's like, all right, I'm good with that. I'll drive fast all the time now. I guess it doesn't matter. That's fine. He's like, well, yeah, that's okay. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. Don't worry about it, you know. But no, real quick, the conspiracy, real quick. Technology. You can't tell me it's not possible through GPS to have in your car a system that tells you that you're speeding. Okay? Because your GPS can tell you, seriously, Todd, your GPS can tell you how fast you're going. Okay? Because mine does that too. Okay? And you can't tell me that through global positioning that it can't also tell you what the speed limit is in that particular area right there. There should be some kind of a warning thing in your car that tells you when you're 1 mile an hour over the speed limit. Why is it not there, Matt? Why is it not in your car?
That's a good question.
I will tell you. It's a conspiracy because they have to be able to write these tickets and generate this revenue. It's a no-brainer, in my opinion. But I don't know.
I'm not arguing with you.
See? It's insane. Now I can't wait to go home and tell my wife that we're fighting the ticket because she's gonna think that,
fight the man.
I said, you're gonna lose and go to jail. What do you care? You don't like me anyway. You know? So
Not today,
that's for sure. She's been texting me through the show and saying that she hates me. No, she didn't say that, actually. Not to my knowledge, anyway.
Should have been reading those.
Probably.
Reading them, I think, as they come in.
Probably could. No, I can't, because if I did that, I'd have to explain everything that was... Nah, never mind. I can't do that.
That's true.
Matt, we spent half the show talking about speeding tickets, but next week, the next couple weeks, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for being with us. Batman's making me wrap things up, so you want to say goodbye?
All right. Yeah, bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Brad Westmar saying thank you, and good night.